Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Kane and Bucks. Can't stop addicted to the
shanty. Sixt of the best. Hit the road with Sixt Car and Truck Rental. Visit sixt.com.au to book today.
The sixth of the best performances from the weekend. Book car and truck rental is sixth at sixt.com.au. Bucks, it's your turn this week.
Yeah, look, I'm going to go from further away, from the start of the round to the end. So Andy McGrath, I thought, in the Anzac Day clash was fantastic. Like, Merritt got the award, and I thought that was well-deserved. But I just loved Andy McGrath's game and the way that he's begun the season. So I think he's been first class. Can't go past Jeremy Cameron. Five goals, getting up the ground, and we'll talk about that a little bit longer. I want to put another guy in from there. Mark Pitnett.
Oh,
I think when coaches talk about making the teammates around you better, like, he's to make Paddy Cripps and Sam Walsh better, you're doing your role pretty well. And I think he's elevating some of the Carlton's best players.
So I thought he may have played his best two games in a row of his career in the last 2 weeks.
You know, we forget real quick where Carlton began in 2022. And we were talking about the stoppage beast that they'd become. They were scoring from centre bounce. Like, that was the last time that he was up and healthy. So let's not forget that Carlton have got that. You know, they lost their stoppage game, started focusing more on turnover. But we've seen now when Pitnett's on the field, the stoppage game goes again. So he was fantastic. Caleb Sarong just kept going. Now, had ably assisted by the old warhorse, Nat Fyfe, who turned back the
clock. Didn't
he? Yeah.
Well, for Sarong, I mean, it's a club record, 17 clearances. And so there's some players out there, and I'm interested in your thoughts, 0433-98-11-16. Unconditional effort, regardless of how the game's going, how their own form is going, that you can never, ever question effort. And for a little guy, he's someone that I admire. It was rapt that he was All-Australian last year because he was so consistent, but he's just unconditional, and he's a teammate you'd love to play alongside of.
Absolutely. Love the way he goes about it, and his work rate's through the roof. The fifth guy, we've got Noah Anderson. He's probably, spoke about after the game being tagged the week before, hadn't had that close checking run with against him and learned a lot about that. He's not going to face that often, but I suppose if you haven't faced it much, it is a shock to the system when you've been able to run around sort of in between, sort of turnover and transition, find your 30, you know, have your 6, 8, 7, 8 tackles.
Well, just his numbers yesterday, Bucks. Like, this is triple-double sort of stuff if you follow the NBA. He's had 33, he's had 12 clearances, 11 inside 50s, he's kicked 2 goals, 9 score involvements, number one ranked player on the ground by a mile, but they destroyed them from stoppage yesterday, Gold Coast, and no Harley Reid, young player, I understand that, but that was where the game was won for them yesterday.
Jared Witt's probably a bit stiff not being included in our sixth. And the final one's Nick Blakey. There's so many of the Swans players that find the ball, that use it really well by hand and foot, in particular by foot, and Nick Blakey just breaks the game open. And we had Wally sort of ringing about Geelong's and Sydney's ability to transition from back half to score, and Nick Blakey's a big reason why the Swans have been able to do that consistently.
There you go. Sixth of the best performances from the weekend.